In 1985, Rick Martinez joined the military with the hope that it would straighten out his behavior. He felt the rigorous training and required discipline would help him lessen his drinking and kick his drug habit. For a while it did, but once he turned in his 214 form and went back to Corpus, he fell back into his old ways.
So there I am coming back to Corpus, and no job, no nothing, and my 214 and, you know, little money to get home, and that was it. One of the big reasons that I didn't say why I joined the military was that I was doing a lot of smoking a little bit of weed, doing little drugs, drinking a lot. And then I got back, when I got back home, it was like I just fell back into the old ways.
So tell me about when you got to the bottom of this disparity and what was really the thing that made you turn around.
I did not mention it, but my brother had committed suicide in 1992. And
which brother was this?
This was Bob. Like that.
Yeah. So tell me about Bob and what led to this point of his life and how that affected you then.
Well, me and Bob were the same. We were the same. We did a lot of drinking growing up young. So I always, you know, had a lot of stuff that I did not do correctly that I realized today, you know, as a VA counselor.
Bob's death was basically your rock bottom, or did it kind of spur you into a worse or deeper depression?
Yeah, you're right. It got worse. I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't seek any therapy. I didn't, you know, I just did what I did with self-medicate, as they call it now, what I realized what I was doing. And my Uncle Oscar finally came out and said, we need to get him to the San Antonio, to the VA. He was a Vietnam veteran that had came to the VA. And it just like kind of blew me away. I hadn't even those, you know, from 89 when I got out to 99, 10 years, I hadn't even really thought about the VA or
as
anything.
As a resource.
As a resource. Right. Yeah. It's like a, you know, talk about a bad transition. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they hand you your 214 and then you kind of get off the bus.
Yeah, so they got me here and the rest is history. I came to treatment here at the VA and a wise old man told me one time, Rick, there's one thing you got to change. And I was like, what's that? He said, everything.
What would you tell your Uncle Rudy and your Uncle Oscar mm-hmm. about the way that their love for you and their concern for you has changed mm-hmm. Everything about your life here 18 years later?
I would just tell them thank you, you know, for never quitting, for believing, you know, they believed in me, you know. I realized what family means. They're the ones that would step out in front of a bus if I was out in the street getting ready to run over. They're the ones that would do that, not these other people that I was hanging out with that I thought were friends, you know, all these other guys that, you know, were just going, leading me in the wrong way. Wrong direction. So I, you know, and all I had to do was just, you know, not drink and drug for a little while and just see the light. And I realized that today. I just, you know, today, every time I see them, I thank them and give them a hug and look at their lives and how good they're doing. And I want to be like that too. So.
Well, I'd say, Rick, that you are like that.
Rick Martinez was interviewed by Hazel Diaz on February 8th, 2018 in San Antonio, Texas. You can hear more StoryCorps South Texas stories on our website, tpr.org.
Produced by Danielle Trevino with interviews recorded by StoryCorps, a national nonprofit whose mission is to provide Americans of all backgrounds and beliefs with the opportunity to record, share, and preserve the stories of our lives. StoryCorps.org. StoryCorps South Texas is made possible by Monterey Iron and Metal, USAA, and ESD, a digital marketing agency.